new week, and it seems like we have a lot more time. And so it's nice to have extra time, extra preparation. We had a good start to our practice tonight and look forward to a really good game.
What did you learn in that short week about your club?
That they're willing, they're diligent, they want to be good, and we still have a way to go.
When things started rolling so well, you're playing that great. How do you take and build off of that as opposed to when things kind of, when the mistakes happen?
Well, I think it's just not only mental toughness, but mental endurance. I mean, playing as fast as we play, as many plays as we play in the unique situations, it's just going to take a little bit more time to be able to stay consistent from beginning to end.
Can you take...
What's the process on Tijon
Karoma? Tijon Karoma, his play was reviewed already by, so the Big 12 hadn't handled the replay, and our officials' coalition is with them, and they found no penalty, no sanctions, no inappropriate behavior, so he's cleared to play.
Houston was very opportunistic, and Virginia maybe more so, leads the nation in takeaways, the need to be clean or cleaner maybe this week.
Yeah, each week I think it becomes more and more evident, but I'm not going to promote that to the point where we're not aggressive and not playing really physical and really hard, and so fine line in there. So there will be some emphasis on it, but not maybe the landslide of emphasis that others are hoping for. I like the way our team is playing in a lot of areas, especially how tough and aggressive and physical.
Coach, you said after the game you wanted to put Houston to bed by Friday and get started on Virginia today. Were you able to do that?
Oh, yeah. So it was by 10 o'clock Friday morning, Houston was done, and we'd already moved on to Virginia. Some of our coaches were recruiting. Some stayed here and got ahead. So we have a really nice start so far.
What types of penalties concern you right now, if any?
I don't think there's a general theme. Easily, I break it into two categories, aggression penalties and concentration penalties, and most of them right now are still aggression penalties. So I'll focus concentration first and gradually tone back the aggression penalties.
There were so many new things heading into the last time you guys met, new scheme, coordinators and whatnot. Can you reflect on where the program is now compared to where you were heading into the last time you faced the Cavs?
Oh, I think just fewer unknowns. But what's known now is also good. Virginia is an improved team, and they're playing well, and we're a good team and playing well. So, man, I think it's going to be a great game. We're looking forward to it.
Do you expect Bronson and Algie Brown to play?
So hopeful is the word I've been given for Bronson, Algie, and Marcus Johnson, which I think is somewhere between doubtful and probable.
Coach, from
in fact, hopeful is my word, because the official thing is probable and doubtful, so I added hopeful just on my own.
From a fan's perspective, this game got a little more interesting over the weekend when Louisville was knocked off by Virginia. Yeah. Will you talk about this opponent that you have coming up?
Really like the game, really like that they're coming to Provo, and really like it this early in the season. As we have exposure already, we're playing well, and one more chance to continue to show what our program is about.
How do you plan pulling a victory over Virginia?
Not really much different than our previous three. It's more about us than Virginia. So they're a quality opponent, and the next opponent, the focus is still really on how we play and the same formula that's helped us win games so far.
How's Braden Kearsley right now? Is he good to go?
He would be in a similar category. I would put him in the hopeful category also.
Lonzo Ball hasn't had much of a role this year. Why is that?
Just working, struggling, and competing. We have more depth, and sometimes there's just different areas, not only on or off the field, that have to kind of come together before players emerge and find their role, and he's working on that, doing a nice job, and I don't expect it to be season-long. I think he'll find a nice role soon.
Of all the national interviews you're doing more right now. What's the theme, maybe, of the questioning that comes to you right now?
Oh, I think it's... I think it's one that is more broadly focused on what if a team like BYU, maybe we are the team, ends up being undefeated or ends up leveraging the new system. What do you think will happen? What changes might occur? And so we just happen to be the team being talked about, but it's really in context of what if a team that's a non-Power 5 ends up being there at the end, what will happen? And so it's mostly around that.
Coach, do you like being in that position?
Sure. Okay with that? It's great exposure, and we've earned it for the first 3 weeks, and we've earned it over the past 10 years. So I think it's well deserved. Through 3 weeks of this season, that can change in week four or week five or week six or week seven or week eight. And so we're anxious to play Virginia, and then we'll answer whatever questions come after that.
How much positive feedback are you getting from potential recruits, families, and whatnot because of the exposure and the way the team's playing right now?
It's really just a continuation of the past 3 years of independence. I mean, we're being seen by so many people, and the nice start has certainly helped. But we have a lot of momentum going right now.
Coach, how gratifying to see Zach Stout contributing at such a high level after coming back.
Yeah, it's great, and it's a great reminder for us all. Fans, media, coaches, anyone, to not write anyone off, to be pulling for them as they battle, as they struggle, and as they work their way back into reaching their goals and aspirations. And so a player that was removed from BYU is now back on scholarship, is now on track to graduation, is a starting player on our football team, and has improved his life through the education that he's received. And so it'd be fun to just have that acknowledged by maybe those that were doubtful along the way.
What do you recall about when he contacted you about coming back? Had you written him off, or how did that?
No, it was from the minute Zach left. It was, how fast can we get him back? This isn't an if; it's just when. And there was a clear deadline, a clear destination of this was going to happen, and he was determined for that to happen. But we could not provide much support along the way, and it was just fun to have him say, "Coach, I'm endorsed. I passed my classes. I'm anxious to come back and eager." Even knowing I don't have a scholarship, and just his perspective and his growth and maturity is fantastic. And so it's so much is made of when players leave BYU, not much is made when they come back. And that's, I think it's not appropriate.
The school has a passing heritage, but since Robert's come back, you guys are pounding it. I mean, you're among the best running teams the last season and a half. How about the identity mixing with the pass game?
Like it a lot, and we are most effective when we're doing both. And so I love the physical nature. I love running the football. I love knocking people over. I like the grind and the grit and the determination. I also like the ball going over, around, and through opponents through the air also.
How about the deep ball?
That just came. That was not planned.
Okay,
that sounded like Grover. I'm not sure about that.
That was not planned. That was spontaneous, and that I don't even know what to make of that, what I just said.
What about the deep ball part of the equation?
Over, around, and through is, I think, the way you say it.
Deep ball hasn't been there yet?
Not to the level that we would like. However, as safeties and others keep inching closer, then chances that happens goes up.
What do you like about Virginia's defense? They've had a lot of success for 3 weeks.
Yeah, opportunistic is a great word, but, man, I think their front seven is really skilled. I think they're fast, athletic, tough, and certainly gave us all we could handle a year ago, and most of them are still there.
Do you have any relationship with Coach London at all?
No, just the conversation before the game a year ago, and then in the two-hour break in between, and then another conversation about an hour into the two-hour break, and then another one right before we started the game again, and then one after. So that's that one day we've had probably five conversations.
Coach, can we go back to the Zach Stout question quickly? Because Harvey Young has told me on my show that he felt like the family at BYU was a critical part of his life even to this day. How proud are you of that in your program?
I think, as the role that I'm assuming now in our program, almost my entire focus is on player well-being and making sure that their needs are being met, and it's very fulfilling and it's more fun. I never thought I'd say that in relation to not scheming and doing the strategic part, but I'm having a really good time just building relationships.
You guys were just short of a sellout the other night. As a coach, was that a little disappointing to not sell out?
Yeah, I was disappointed. It's Thursday night, it's ESPN, and we're playing a really good team. Where is everybody?
You think more people will come?
I hope. Yeah, I mean, it's Saturday at 1:30, so there's not as many conflicts, I should say.
It's in the afternoon.
Yeah, Saturday at 1:30. So if it's not full, then, man, I'm going to have my feelings hurt.
Coach, the members of The Rock outside of the stadium were saying that you bought 100 pizzas for them the night before. Tell us about the impact of the students on the game.
I was hoping to keep that anonymous, but I've learned that that's not possible at BYU. We showed up for a walkthrough, and that wasn't planned or organized. I don't know how they found out. Our team was doing a walkthrough at 10 p.m., and there's, 100-ish people there, and there's tents and all that. It felt like like an amazing college football experience. And I'd just as soon have them sleep out and stay and have a rock concert going as well and make it an event. So I just, in a small way, wanted to show my appreciation and thanks. Never know, it might be a tradition.
Coach, how have you felt about Harvey Jackson's contribution this Friday?
I like it a lot. It's growing each week. He played really well against Houston, and he's an amazing, amazing kid. Really glad he's with us. And humble, thankful, grateful to have another opportunity, which are three words that in the world of recruiting right now, it's hard to say about a lot of people. Humble, thankful, and grateful for a chance to come.
What was his recruiting process like?
Man, so Nebraska's athletic director knows our athletic director, Tom Holmo, contacted him. Tom then asked me, they have a player, would you be interested? I asked them for film, and then Coach Howell communicated with Harvey, and he came on his visit.
Would Monday Night Pizza for the media be maybe a tradition worth exploring as well?
You know, once you guys start performing at a little bit higher level, maybe if there's a tent and you get here a little earlier, then possibly. Yeah. So first tent that I see here and someone that's really early, maybe getting here in the morning for this evening's interview on Monday, that would be pizzas for everybody. That's a promise.